Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
It's the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big B. Fiennes. I got my co-host and my best friend. No, I'm not fucking with you.
Hey, man. It's my boy, man. It's your boy, Lazy. And we back with another one, man. I want y'all to introduce yourself because it's a real unique thing that we got going on right here. Some real unique vibes we got going on right here. We got the CEO for sure.
What up, man? What up, y'all, man? I'm CEO Reese, man. I'm the founder of the Bag Makers brand. Man, and I got my homie with me.
What's happening? It's Big Benji. Don't forget the tax on it. You understand me? It's yes, big sir. Bag maker shit. You're bag makers.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you good? You free?
Yeah. That's gonna go harder.
Nah,
man.
For sure, man. I appreciate y'all boys coming down. We got one more, but we're gonna introduce him later, man. You say the best for last, man.
For sure, that boy's crazy.
So y'all got Bag Makers TV. You got clothing line and you got a rap label.
Yep, music. Yeah, definitely. The music's going. I ain't gonna lie. The music's going crazy right now. I got the clothing. It's her. Mm-hmm. But the music's going crazy. I ain't gonna lie. We going crazy. I got like 9-10 artists.
Really?
And.
That's what's up.
Real talk. If you won't see, I get 6-7 people on the track. Pull up on the Bag Makers. Real talk. Yeah, you gonna see it.
And yeah, DJ organic. Khaled shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
fast. No, DJ facts. Khaled.
Yeah,
it's facts. Organic. I don't put them together. It just
it's
organic. They just the beat come on, and somebody probably come up with the hook, and then somebody else they be like, "All right, go
niggas
put that on there."
Coming crazy. I'm talking about all different angles, niggas. Like, crazy.
Yeah, we doing it that way. You feel?
So, what made you put your foot in the shoe? Of so many things, man, because some people shy away from that type of vibes, you know what I mean? That type of work ethic, you know what I'm saying? That you got to control your environment with shit like that. How you know?
I ain't going to lie. Honestly, I came... Some people know me, but if you know me, you know me. I came from the mud. Mm-hmm. And this is mud magic right here. So what happened was...
Mud magic. I've been at the bottom.
I've been at the bottom, so I needed to figure out how to get to the top. And I know it's a recipe. Mm-hmm. And once I figure out the recipe, I'm gonna get there.
Yeah.
So... And the elementary and all of that, they told you you can be anything you want to be. So
right.
I was just trying to figure out who I'm going to be. So I was just trying different things. I've been a construction worker. I've been to culinary school. I done did all type of things. But one day my homies just was like, they do music and shout out to the stimulus. I got the stimulus and I built the studio. Okay.
Shout out Trump.
I still got my stimmy. I don't know about y'all.
But that was wild times, man.
Yeah.
My stimulus, I spent it on the studio and I still got mine. I don't know about everybody else. I got something to show for it.
Not factual. You understand me?
That was the key, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To do something with what they, because I always say Trump is that nigga. Because I'm 32, I ain't never seen us get nothing for free.
Bro.
It came with inflation, but shit, inflation was going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was joking on it too.
Something about nigga from stimulus, nigga, to I'm milking unemployment.
Man.
Crazy. Yeah. Nigga, they tight.
Don't
win it. You win it.
So are you more of an artist or are you more like a business partner?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm all that.
That's what I mean. I ain't want to just box you in like you the artist of the group.
I'm definitely an artist.
Yeah.
I'm glad you ain't say rapper. You know, yeah. Niggas be rappers. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah. Artist. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a CEO myself. You feel me? Yeah. I own the Stoner Station. You feel me? That's... It's gonna hit different, you know?
So,
yeah.
When you say artist, like, so you do like R&B, you saying,
I'm gonna do it all. Listen, yeah. Fucking with the bag makers, they got me on my shit with the
yeah.
All that.
With the Nick Dogg.
Oh, man, yeah. They got me.
So you saying the quality is.
Man, that's crazy.
See,
that's
quality, because okay. I'm an artist too. Quality will make you do certain shit you don't normally do. Man, say, you know.
Like,
man,
I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes. When Benzilla did it, It hit different.
It do hit different because listen, I'm an engineer.
Listen, we got two engineers engineering one track.
Like, yeah. So when he go over it, I'm going over it.
Yeah.
You
listen,
know what I'm saying?
It's not just, listen.
It ain't, yeah. That's just
different. When you heard, you be like, ah, yeah, they doing something different. Like, yeah. And you never seen 8, 9, 10 niggas get together.
Never, bro.
And rock out together and. And we bouncing off each other like ain't on nobody hating on each other, no none of that.
That's rare.
Yeah, right.
A lot of things has came to the like end because of that weird shit.
Keep
facts.
Real talk, and facts. A lot of time it's over a woman. Oh, we got something.
Man.
He's not lying.
Never.
We'll do it over at the Bagmakers.
Do it. Listen, check this out.
Not.
It don't even never get that close because you feel me.
It hit different.
It do when I'm. And I see a flag from way down the road. You understand me? I'm gonna speak on it.
Yeah.
We can't let no flags go unbothered. None of that. That's what make it every session is gonna go like this. Cause niggas ain't got no shit to talk about on the law. None of that.
Yeah.
None of that.
And if they do, then if we gonna hear it in the verse. These niggas don't be writing shit at all. These niggas just go in. Gang.
Could you name your artists give a couple names? Like you can name the whole nine, like, but it's
you want me to go?
Man, go crazy. All right, man. Go crazy.
All right, shout out to my homie Baby Boy. We got Chow. We got Zilla Zoo.
Yeah.
We got Benji Taxi.
Yeah.
We got Re-Up Buddy.
Yeah.
We got AP Angelo Picasso.
You man, free AP man.
Who else? Damn. Who I missing? Cuz who I missing?
Damn, you got KB.
We got KB. We got
Tato.
And Villa.
You got Villa.
That might be 11.
It different. I don't know how many of y'all fuck where it count. I don't know how many it was, but listen, every person that's named though, bro. Niggas is not the same as none of us.
Uh-huh.
No niggas literally the same. Like each nigga can have a tape. And you gon' literally be like, okay, this is this nigga special in his own way. You feel me?
That's key. You gotta have. I feel like if you're gonna be around a lot of different artists, especially in one setting,
facts.
You gotta first, like I said, not have an ego because a lot of this shit goes down because I feel like I should be bigger than what I'm bigger than.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what they say, ain't nobody bigger than the group.
Man, yes,
you know, until you are. But real niggas will see who's the one.
Bro,
you know, like, right, we coming. We coming.
I'm the CEO. Like, you feel me? I'm the CEO.
Yeah.
But I don't do music. So how I look at My brand of music of the bag makers is I'm not the music. My artist, they like, not even my artist.
Yeah. Like,
listen, you ain't trying to be all.
Listen, I'm not.
You see my man's shirt. My man's got the bag makers clothing line.
Yeah,
we got on bag makers music line.
Yeah,
Vib, it hit different when we put both of them on the shirt.
Yeah,
Vib. But. I'm trying to tell you, man, if you sit and talk to this nigga, man.
And if everybody push the brand, if everybody push the
listen,
you feel
when
me?
You see us back through.
Listen, when you Google Bagmakers music, you gonna see us go the dumb way on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when we pop up, bro, it's crazy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Have you had any shows yet?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check. And the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
What? We done did like 6
for like 2 months.
Uh-huh. Straight. Yeah, we've been talking. We got photo shoot coming up.
We done won contests and shit. Nah, we like,
do
it. That's dope. That's dope shit. What was that? What we won? Put the city on?
Yeah, we won that.
Yeah, we won that, man.
We're at Studio 502?
What one? Is that?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
On 4th Street? Because they had like a... That was Mike Champ.
Yeah. Wait.
So who's like your influence though? Like CEO wise in the industry, if you can be like, man,
straight
like,
up Dame Dash. You don't even gotta go to
Dame Dash. I'll fuck with Dame Dash, man.
Dame Dash, because he put niggas on and they like he didn't put them on for him. He put them on for them.
Yeah.
Like facts. I don't put people like I said, I was telling you earlier, like if we meet somebody and they got a skill, we want to give them the tools they need to flourish in they field or whatever. Yeah. And it ain't to use you. It's for you to grow. Right. Like, you know, so that's what we're doing over here. Like, for me, we don't chase the bag. We make the bag. We bag makers. And we a family. So we really talking to each other every day about we picnics and cookouts and we at the park. Listen, every day. My girl's sick of it.
Right. That's what's up.
My girl's sick of it.
No lie. You ain't gonna be able to have no woman being with the bag makers. Listen. You ain't gonna be able to have no nigga being with the bag makers.
Listen.
It's all work.
It's work.
Like we always say, we got two studios at one. We got three studios, but we got two at one location and one that's in the car if we pull up. Like we
got a car mobile.
Okay. Pull up and get active right now.
Yeah. Like, for sure. For sure, bro.
That's the keys to the success,
we'll pull up at the waterfront. If we got some electricity, we'll record right there. Okay, you understand me?
Coming up, I didn't have all the money. So how everything transpired is I didn't always have the money to pay for the avenues the clothing.
Mud Magic. Some shirts,
I
ain't
have the money to pay for the clothing to get promoted. So I was like, dad,
that nigga slick.
I need to get a podcast. So if I get a podcast, I can promote my clothing. Yeah. So I started a podcast. That's then my homies rap. We didn't even know what we was called yet or none of that. Like, we was called Bag Makers Music Group. Uh-huh. We was called, like, but we didn't, like, we was
just... I had that vision,
yeah.
Though. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, and then it came into fruition. Everything's, you know, I had a downtime. Shit happens, you know. You got to learn lessons in life and, you know. Yeah. But, you know.
Facts.
Be the bag makers.
Right. Like, you speaking on quality, like, that's what I told him, like...
Hey,
we weren't going to do the podcast unless we can get top-notch quality. Like, you know
facts,
what I mean? Because,
facts.
You know, I ain't trying to put no phone out, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
real talk. It's a bit different when you got the binky.
Yeah.
So you had a Stoner studio. You want to explain that?
Ooh.
Head different.
It do, though, because, like, you see how you got your podcast?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, this is how, you know, but like we fold it up. Like you can't even come on my podcast unless you got your own truth.
Uh-huh.
And your truth got to be some shit.
Yeah.
And we going to rate
that
the
boogie
shit.
Woogie.
Yeah, we going to rate the shit 1 to 10. We going to put the shit in the camera, all that good shit.
That's crazy.
So niggas see how you really be smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm smoking milk.
So this is like a marijuana review type shit.
That's just to get in.
Uh-huh.
Cause we smoking a whole time. I'm 5 pre-rolls, and I smoke the best way. I don't smoke woods.
And woods is trash, man.
Put them in the papers.
Switch it and shit. I put it in the papers.
Yeah.
I put it in the hemp wraps.
Yeah.
I put it in a King Palm. You feel me?
Yeah.
If a nigga won't smoke with Benji, if you can hang with me for 30 minutes, 5 blunts, bro, I guarantee you no nigga can fuck with me smoking and then stand on topic because we going to get into it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All that what you said, it ain't nothing y'all going to talk about. I'm not asking none of that. We going crazy. We just going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Because you need to speak your mind. You know what I'm saying? But when you off at...
Uh-huh. Well, right. I say that because... You know,
now I feel you.
But some people just came back like a couple of days later, like, could you take that out because I got a...
Never.
You know what I mean?
Never.
But we gonna look out for you, though. We wouldn't do, you know, like,
Man, we had a
stand
nigga.
On it.
We posted some one time. We had a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Is that Nekiante?
Nah, nobody had enough beyond neck because you got two, three necks to get at.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
they called them makers.
But,
up.
Like I always tell them, though, like, bro came back like, hey, man, like, that people was in the comments like, he's capping. He's... This is
his fault.
Niggas do wear the cap a lot.
You know what I'm saying? But the people are telling what I've realized about it all, especially about like entertainment, people will call you out on your bullshit.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially if shit's buzzing and shit like that.
Come on, man. Like,
people love to call you out on your bullshit. Sure. But the number one thing is if you stay consistent, you stay real.
Come on, man.
People ain't got nothing to say about you.
They can't say nothing about none of my niggas.
When they hear when you ask about the bag makers, I promise you, man, it's going to be good reviews.
Like, man.
How you come up with that name?
I'm ready.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. One day. All right, so I got fired. How I got into it, I got fired. I worked at McDonald's.
I got fired a bunch too, my boy.
I got
fired.
Listen, I had already.
It's the last time he ever worked for
it's the last time I was going to get fired.
Yeah. Hold on, how long ago was it?
5 years ago.
The nigga ain't worked for a soul.
That's about me too, about the same thing for me, bro.
So I got fired. I was going to culinary school. And I got fired from McDonald's because I had to go to the last couple classes because they was mandatory. You know what I mean? So I got fired. I took my little machine, my last check, bought my first little machine, started making clothes. But I know I'm like making custom clothes for people. It ain't like everybody's doing this. Since the pandemic, like it's you get on the status, it's 10, 15 people on here trying to get you to make their shirt. I don't got time to compete. So I'm on the phone with my homie one day. I don't remember which one. You feel me? I'm smoking and shit. Like, I'm like, cuz, what you doing? He's like, shit, chasing the bag? I'm like, cuz, how long you going to stop? Well, I said, how long you going to chase the bag before you catch it?
Yeah, you don't get chased something, you ain't been caught.
I'm like, shit, we're going to stop chasing the bag. We're going to make the bag. We're going to be bag makers. Yeah, I'm like, that's it. That's it. We bag makers. Yeah. And ever since then, it was over. Like, you feel me? Bag makers is it. The brand, you feel me?
But hold on. Before we go any farther, before I shout out our Instagram, I feel a way. Y'all niggas got fresh press shirts, man. And we can get nothing.
No merch.
I feel a way. I'm looking. Give y'all niggas a shout out the rest of the episode.
Hold up.
Y'all get
Listen.
We gonna get you. We got you. Like, we do it.
I'm gonna hold you too.
I got you.
I'm so blown, gang. I'm looking at the logo, y'all logo, right?
Yeah.
I say, why they got Big's legs like? Oh man,
yeah.
I usually have the same shoes on, but
Hey, boy, I'm crazy. Hey, dude, man, this some fly shit.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Like we was working on this for a long time, but then like I hit up T-Row. I was like, man, we just need a logo. We hadn't recorded nothing. We hadn't even met, bro. Yet nothing, our producer. Yeah. When we seen the logo. Like, we looked at each other and was like, hey, man.
Now we got
it. Ain't no way.
That motherfucker's different.
It's, I ain't gonna lie. My first podcast.
It looked like what the name is.
I was just, my first podcast, I was just fucking around. I'm like, I'm just gonna see what, like, I was trying to get people to interview me first.
Yeah.
Like, so I can explain what Bagmakers is and what we stand for. Like, but it wasn't working out. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start my own podcast and I'm just going to try it. Yeah. When I posted the first one, it went crazy. Like, it wasn't even the podcast. It was just a snippet.
Yeah.
People start inboxing and all that. I'm like, ah, okay. But the setup wasn't still what I wanted. So once I figured it out, like, you feel me? It was up. A
couple people picked it up.
What got you into podcasting? I know for me, it was like,
I needed a way.
Like, I've always listened. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna lie, I needed a way to promote myself, my brand, like me.
Yeah.
Like, not even me, my
Your personality.
Brand.
You know?
I ain't even gonna
like
lie.
I tell my son, kind of though. Guy. I tell my son all the time, bro. It's I feel like it's about, us as black men, young, old, no matter. Like, I feel like we have personalities that the world didn't get to see. You know, you see the actors, you see the rappers, but it's actually other people out here that, you know what I mean? That our personalities is what get us on.
I ain't gonna
you know
lie.
What I mean?
I got this little, in my mind, I got a theory, like, why don't people get the, like, normal people like you, me, him, like, why we don't get to get a biography?
We not
like,
normal, bro. We not normal niggas.
We gonna be normal. Listen, we gonna normalize us getting movies, too.
Oh, that was fly.
About us.
See like, how you normalize what type of different nigga?
You just gotta put yourself on, like, Tubi movies. Yeah. Like, we can all get together and make a Tubi and all that.
We can get together and make a movie, but we ain't shooting for Tubi.
Oh, man, that's the first.
That's at Tubi's.
I'm a Tubi nigga, though. Like, I'm a...
That's at Tubi's where the money's
I'm telling you,
if you get on Tubi, you can get on Netflix. Why would you shoot for Netflix? I mean, why would you shoot for Tubi? We can go to Netflix. If you get on, you can get both.
Hey, I'm gonna get
Monique.
That's why we're not going to Netflix.
You right. You got to think big too, but you got to think.
Fuck Netflix.
We can fuck with
anybody.
We can fuck with a corporation, or we can fuck with who fuck with us.
Gonna get 10 racks.
You know what I mean? Have you seen the Tubi movie?
I love them.
They're terrible though.
No. Check this out. Check this out. Wait.
Check
this
out.
It
be a writing.
It hit different when
no, it's the acting.
All the two movies that used to be trash as hell. Now yeah. they all look good as shit. Yeah. It ain't they no low budget
better.
No more.
They have yeah. got better.
They on that bitch. HD and shit.
Y'all seen 730?
Nah, but we don't really watch Tubi, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. Tubi ain't even on there no more. It's so cold. It's so hard that it ain't even on there. Nah, they took it off YouTube, too.
I think it's an older movie. I got that. It's older. That motherfucker's so old, I think I got that on there. What's that, a Detroit movie?
Nah. I think it is in Detroit, but it's a nigga named True. He wrote it, starred in it, and all that shit.
He's from here? I seen the movie you talking about. I know what you're talking about.
He's like a convict. He get out. He trying to. You ain't never seen all a nigga right. trying to do right now, listen, like this.
Listen, I promise you I can go
film
it.
Okay.
It's wonderful. But your nigga, your dude from Notorious, he's the villain in it.
Big?
Yeah.
I'm sick.
You know, he's in all of them.
This nigga.
That nigga's Wesley Snipes of Tubi movies.
Bro, hey, no,
he's,
bro,
a, he's listen, a good actor.
No, bro. Listen, this is why I'm here, bro. Cause I'm different, bro. Every time I see this nigga, he ever since he big.
He biggie.
You know? What are you doing, bro? Snap it to the wall.
That's the best
bro.
Rule. That's the
you're
best
not
rule.
Big in the damn other movies, bro. Big you supposed to be in the
only
bro.
Acted one way. Before we go on though, follow us on YouTube. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter. We on everything. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Damn.
Big and Lazy. Everything. Anywhere you can. Apple Music.
Man, Google them.
Amazon Music. Anywhere Google, you can find podcasts, we are there.
You yes, heard
them. Amazon shout y'all?
Music.
Man, you can follow us on Bagmakers Music. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. What's that? What's that one page where you dance on shit? That shit? Where they be making the live? Thriller.
Thriller.
Thriller. We on, what's
they
that?
Be on your
X, formerly known as
Twitter.
Yeah. We are Google. It's like, listen, real talk. Google Bagmakers anything. Yeah, clothing, never. Music,
tell
TV.
Tell them your personal page too, bro.
Ah, man. Look me up at _CEO Reese.
Hit different.
R-E-E-C-E, not an S.
Real talk.
They wrote me from 6 pages. They're like, bro, I had to get y'all here. Yeah, man.
Man, listen.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Listen, and it's me.
Uh-huh.
And that's me.
That's what's up.
I got no team doing this. I'm doing the posts, making the reels on 4-5 pages.
Facts.
Yeah. I shoot videos. We doing our own work.
Man.
I do my own work. Do your homework.
Tell them all. Shit. BMM, man. Go look up at Pick a Side. That motherfucker already dropped.
H2O
dropped on all platforms. You definitely got to go see what that's about.
Let me ask y'all this.
You might get in trouble listening.
You the artist, right?
One of them.
One of the artists.
And he's an engineer and you're feeling
different.
Well, okay. Yeah, so I'm going to ask you, if you could work with, I'm not going to say any artist.
Sada Baby.
And any producer.
A collab track.
A collab track. We need a track to save the world.
Listen,
it's going to get you out of here.
Save the world?
We need a track to save the world.
If listen, check this out.
They got CEO Reese and they need a hit. If you don't deliver.
He's going in the river.
I don't. We go ahead and shoot it out. What you talking about?
Going in the river.
Uh-huh. We don't even need listen. We ain't making a track.
Yeah.
Different.
He said he ain't making a track. He said
we ain't making it. I promise you, they ain't making a track.
Yeah. Bro, if I was going to make a track with a nigga, though, I'm going to make a track with Sada Baby for sure.
What's the producer? Who's the producer?
Listen, this might fuck with you.
Who?
Metro Boomin.
Oh, no, that's man, beautiful.
That is crazy.
BBL Drizzy.
That's with Biggie.
So how y'all feel about that beef? The whole little
what? To me, that won the beef. That beef.
What beef?
That shit's sweet.
Drake
that shit's sweet.
Listen, Kendrick.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Nah, man.
Y'all was corny to me, but
I don't think so.
But listen.
It was a publicity stunt. Any beef in the music industry is a publicity stunt. Come on now. If we both major artists.
Yeah.
And we get on, into bro. A
why
beef.
Been,
yeah.
All the people who follow you and listen to your music, once you start talking about me, they're going to start looking at me. Yeah. And all the people who listen to me going to look at you.
That's what 50 said. 50 said, look, these niggas be on the same tour.
And how can you tell who won? How did you? Listen, half niggas don't even know when it started.
Listen, I
think Kendrick won. Come on, I thought it was corny. You know, Kendrick.
It was whack. He smacked him one track. Listen, he got him on the radio and everything. Like,
Lover Boy, certified.
Just how Drake did
me. Pedophile in prison?
Wait. Check this out.
You call a nigga a pedophile. He's supposed to die.
Because listen.
Yeah, we got to fight or something.
I semi-fuck with Kendrick Lamar. You feel me? Yeah. I'm not a fan of his blasphemy. You understand me?
Yeah.
He does a lot of Jesus walk shit. He's not nowhere near that. Check this out.
He stole a lot of bars from fucking Twitter. Y'all see that?
I seen that, yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, that's still reading some shit right now.
No. But no,
he ain't worried about his words.
His words,
no words.
Hold on, this is where I feel you, though.
That's bogus.
This is where I feel you. Because I fuck with Drake, but I feel like if Drake, you can't be called the best rapper ever if you didn't write certain shit.
Come on,
shit.
Bro.
You
feel me? Who's saying
that? Hold on, now check me out. I feel like anybody that come at Drake, it's the same old shit you saw.
Right. Listen,
you
I'm going to tell you something. You
can't fuck with the... You can't fuck
hold
with
him. But he called him a pedophile,
man.
Yeah, that's bogus. Come back man, they been calling Nicki's husband
a pedophile.
He is, though. That's what I'm saying.
He is.
All of them.
Now she's single.
Check this out. Everybody... Who is somebody, gang?
Stay in the mic.
They gotta stay in the mic. Listen, everybody who's somebody, bro, I don't give a fuck who the fuck you is.
They gonna put something on you.
You hear me?
They gonna smut on you.
Come on, bro.
They ain't coming out clean.
What are you talking about? No. You not us. They not like us, if anything. Y'all done already.
But it's the same thing, though. If you think about it in your city, let's just think about our box, our city.
Yeah.
You feel me? CEO Reese. He got all these artists and shit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nigga that hate on you
for sure.
Or already hate it. That's going to throw smut. It ain't got to be nothing.
He
used to work at McDonald's.
I love it.
Anything. You feel me?
I worked hard,
but
too.
But you know what the key is, though? Your dream, your shit you got going on, the niggas that believe in you.
Because
if they run into Benji, they run into your artist, they say, that nigga ain't no bird, man. That nigga want everybody to shine. That nigga want everybody to eat.
We was at a show, nigga holler back. Look at it. We was taking a picture. He had an eye. He looked like Diddy. I felt disrespected.
Not for sure.
Listen, I was just taking a picture.
Listen.
First and foremost, what people need to understand before the music shit, before the older, all like, that shit.
These is my niggas.
Yeah.
Like, real talk.
Like,
years, bro.
Like, cuz.
If I ain't know this nigga Zilla for years, I know this nigga for years.
Yeah.
He been knowing Zilla for years.
It's different. Like, niggas you just meeting and trying to build something.
You feel me? Listen, it was and it's organic. Working. Like, listen. Everybody met each other and just start linking and I promise you, listen, we listened to this nigga, man, some shit done transpired and all this shit, but we listen, real talk, but we still listen to this nigga, man, y'all better listen, I didn't get to see, I've been doing this bag maker shit for 5 years. I ain't get the CEO shit 5 years ago. I earned CEO.
Yeah,
nigga, I didn't just get that shit like, hey, you feel me? I'm the CEO of some shit. No. Yeah. Nigga, I earned this shit, nigga.
CEO do shit for other niggas.
Pull up on me and see my work. Real talk. Watch us work. I promise you're going to be like,
I'm
going to
ask you this.
Nah,
tell them, gang, you pull up and they get to see the binder. That bitch is that thick full of fucking ideas, nigga. Quit playing.
That
book of life? Y'all follow Wallo?
Nah, I don't know nothing about that.
Wallo, $1 million for game?
Yeah.
Gillian Wallo?
Nah, listen,
he got a book of life.
Dame Dash is who I follow.
Uh huh.
If it ain't, listen.
You're like Wallo.
Oh, he's cool and all that, but I see me and Dame Dash. Like,
unless
I can beat me having millions.
Yeah. Like, he's million. Like,
$1 for game, we can give you $1,000.
You can't stop at a.
You know?
I can't talk over each other.
Oh,
my bad. Gotta say each other.
Matter of fact, let's meet Zilla, man.
Yeah.
Meet Zilla right quick.
Come on, man. You,
I'm gonna swap out.
Hey, I know what the fuck it do. You hear me?
Yeah. Fresh t-shirt, man. Fresh t-shirts. We ain't got nothing, man. We just introduce yourself, man. We got Bag Megazilla, man.
Bag Megazilla, man. Zilla Zoo Records, man. Go and follow me on everything. Zilla Zoo.
Yeah.
You hear me?
How's you? Being a producer and wanting to see other people, like, because I feel like a producer is like a god of the records. You know what I mean? Because you can bring so much stuff together with just, hey, I feel like you sound good. How'd you get into that? What's your inspiration?
So no lie, I was a bad young boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you from the city?
Yeah, I'm from the city. I'm from the west side of the city, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, down the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
but
sir.
I got love everywhere. Ask about my name. Yeah, they go, yeah, Zilla Zoo, yeah, it's my boy. Smiley, but nah, you know what I'm saying? But I had, you know, was a bad little kid. I got sent to Little Foster and shit, but my mom's, you know what I'm saying? My stepmom's, my friend's mom, she had took me in. Mm-hmm. They was doing some rapping shit. I had never rapped a day in my life. They was in the basement.
Yeah.
I went in, I was like, shit, fuck it, bro. Let me lay a little track down.
Yeah.
Done it though.
Slap. Right, so you produce an artist.
Nah, but see, look, yeah, I came from an artist. I was an artist first.
Okay.
And then I started wanting to record myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I had to watch and learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? So I did that and bam, now I'm I just got better and better, you know what I'm saying? But I'm humble, you know. I know people's better and all that shit. So you know what I'm saying? I still watch better's and learn, you know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get
I feel like better's only in the exposure. Just because I ain't got the exposure that this nigga got, he's a multi-platinum artist. I still cook shit way better than these niggas.
I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I mean?
I'm crazy.
Listen.
And they know it. You know what I'm saying? They know it, gang.
Listen. Like I said,
most of these get shit written for him.
I've been doing this for 5 years.
They do. I know that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
I used to underbid myself and sell myself short. Listen, he's cool. Since the day we ran into each other again and he was doing the music shit, I've been telling him like, cuz you cold with that. I give him his flowers while he's hurt. Like, you feel me? I ain't gonna wait till my, I give him his flowers now.
That's why we started this platform. And that's one of been my models of life. Like, you got to give niggas, don't wait till they dead and gone. Yeah. And I ain't going to say too much, but my brother, he died 6 years ago. And I seen that shit with my own eyes.
Joe, man.
Niggas wouldn't buy him a shot of Elvis's drink, E&J. Wouldn't buy him a $2 pint of E&J.
Hey, but $2 pint?
$200 on his fucking RIP shirt.
Yeah.
Nigga wouldn't give you getting $5 drink. Hey,
you
know what's
going on? Something though, you can't get in my funeral. I'm happy that bag
when he came over and he got off early from Coke.
Uh-huh.
When they're working at Coke, he said, "Man, who got it in on this ENJ?" You know, I was a little older than everybody.
Yeah,
like, nigga, that's my words.
Right.
I can go that's in and word. Get it. I got a little pizza. Baby Joe didn't have no hair.
Yeah,
I'm glad I got the bad bro bottle, man. R.I.P. Baby Joe, man. But let me ask y'all a question though. So it's a lot of, I feel like it's a lot of artists in the city. I feel like it's a handful of people like y'all. You know what I mean? Who do we have on the show? They had the compound. They got everything up there.
Studio 502.
Studio 502. Shout out to Studio 502.
Darius, my cousin. Shout out to my family.
Man, shout out to all. Shout out to everybody that came on, you know what I mean?
Nigga, they pulled up
stupid deep.
15 deep.
You know?
Now, listen, y'all told us it was limited.
But, and that's why
we
I'm going to ask y'all the same question I asked them. I feel like it's a lot. I'm an artist. You know what I mean? You feel me? This is my boy. We've been trying to get this stuff up. But I'm an artist musically. You know what I'm saying? First. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was doing first. What do y'all feel like y'all need to do to get over that hump, to get that exposure, to get them, fuck it, to get to the bag?
Let me talk. We got the music. Track after track after track after track. If you want us, we can go artist for artist, track for track, however you want to do it. I promise you, we can do a versus with anybody. Listen, y'all can set it up. We'll do it with anybody. Bag makers versus anybody.
It's bedtime.
But listen, what make us different is everybody's different.
Right.
Yeah.
Listen.
Man.
We can't play it right now, but after that, we're going to play a couple tracks for y'all. Let y'all get the Bagmakers effect. I think that's what we're going to call it.
Yeah.
The Bagmakers effect. Because once they meet us and they see us, and they listen, this is only three of us. It's right, like 15. Yeah. Listen, we come deep. We are deep. And we move like a unit. It's not no play.
You don't see
Listen. We different because
every time
we different.
Move. And then the shows.
We not like them and they not like us.
Yeah.
You going
to
leave.
Real talk. But you will see it. When you meet us and you talk to each individual.
Okay.
Everybody. Look, he's Zillow Zoo Records. Benji Taxon.
Do y'all feel like it's more of a who you know thing than a money thing? Because well, they got to get to know us. In Atlanta, it's probably 200 niggas we don't know, but they making money off music because they city support them.
Yeah. Sometimes it ain't, so I feel
like
it's really just the city, man.
Like, but the city be like on some
I ain't gonna lie,
fake hating shit. Like, well, you don't know me to hate on me. Yeah, you know what I mean?
We ain't got enough
support.
Yeah, we ain't got
support. Well, you know,
so how we got it is we supporting each other.
Facts.
Right now, while we running around the city doing show for show for show, we polishing each other and telling each other, listen, we going to shows where they got two mics and seven niggas got to perform on one song. So we got to teach each other how to slide the mic. Yeah. Feel me? We learning. Listen, we polishing each other. Like, and we, at the same time, we letting each other know that, listen, we are up here as a group right now, but it's going to be a time where you going to be up there by yourself.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to rock out by yourself. Yeah. So, you know, it's not an individual thing. It's a
team.
Not a team. We a family.
Yeah.
Like, we in a gang. You know, we ain't a none of that.
Because not only do I make music.
None of that. We don't even do none of that. Listen, you gonna come over, we working.
Because not only do I make music with my homies, you know what I'm saying, my bros and shit, I'm still a fan of their music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's how I support.
I always tell people this when they ask me, like, because I've been married. It'll be 8 years this year.
That's what's up.
You
man.
Know what I mean? I've been with her for 16 years.
I look up to
you know?
This nigga for that.
Just, yeah, that's sometimes I'm even huh? Don't you ain't gotta be, man, because I support anything you do.
I just fucking with you.
I look up to you.
Yeah.
I look up to you.
Hey. I got a story. I look up to you.
But I always say that when people be like, man, damn, you still young, though. How do you make it work with it's being a fan? I'm a fan of my boy. Like, when we start this. Like, when we started this, I said, man, people think I'm funny, but my nigga is funny, dog. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, when you got a clique of people with different ideas and shit, of course everybody want to be big.
Yeah.
But if I'm a fan of you, you a fan of me, I'm a fan of you, you a fan of me, I'm a fan of you. You know what I'm saying? You bounce off of each other. But that's what I think the city is missing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool to, people don't think it's cool to be fans. They think it's dick riding. Just share my shit.
Facts, bro.
Share my shit. If everybody in the city will share your shit, you own.
When a nigga messed up out here, you feel me? You'll share it in the quickness.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to share what I believe in and what I'm dead with.
This nigga's a deadbeat or anything they want to say. Oh, you got a million shares.
No, but it's different. It's different for the bag makers over here now. Because, like I said, it's like 10, 15 of us.
Yeah.
So, like, we got people still rocking, like, they ain't even artists or none, they rock with us.
Yeah.
So when we post something or anything, they sharing it. It's like, it's we don't need you to, we do. No disrespect. We do need you to share it, but I don't want to be cocky, but we don't. Because we still going to share our own stuff.
Right.
We going to make sure it's seen. I done had people tell me, like, bro, I'm tired of seeing y'all on my timeline. Yeah. Like, good. You going to keep. As long as I'm in the algorithm, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people think it's about the likes, but it's about the, you feel me?
So let me ask you a question. You CEO. So it means they going to come to the one that they think is the one. You know, whether he's an artist or not.
Mm-hmm.
If a label came and said, look, I want your label. I want the whole label here. What would be your ideal venture? Because it's a business venture. Even if you are getting it, there's a business venture.
I keep speaking on how many of us it is. So you can't just pay me.
Right.
I got people behind me.
Yeah.
And I got people who I got people who's my peoples.
Yeah.
You can't just come with no love. You feel me? 200, 300. Yeah. Listen, your money got to be right.
Yeah.
Listen, I got people to feed and my people got people to feed.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So you can't come. You can't little pup me. You feel me? And I know our talent. You came here for a reason. Feel me? And I always been told don't never take the first offer. So
never take the first offer.
And I know,
never take the first offer.
Right now, we in the city, and I promise you, you asked about us, we rocking out. Wait till we go out of town.
You got out of town show lined up?
Nah, we ain't got no, we just rocking out of the city. Nah, ain't no manifesting. I can hit a button and get it.
Yeah.
Listen, I ain't been doing this. Listen, like I said, I book all the shows. I do all, listen.
Yeah,
I'm CEO.
What's your best show you done had so far? Like, what would you do? Say the best show, like, you didn't
best energy,
like energy, crowd or best time?
Like, bro, we rock it out. I ain't gonna lie, it's not one. We rock out every time.
I fuck with you, bro.
Real talk, I like his energy, bro.
You don't downsize nothing you do.
Nothing.
And that's the key to it.
He said, nigga, I was a McDonald's working hard. He was a McDonald's.
Only a hater said you doing too much.
I'm gonna tell you what did it. I seen the owner come in. He's a white man. Shout out to him. He taught me some shit. He told me the easy way is the right way is the easy way. Once I start doing shit in life the right way, it was easy. You feel me? But what happened was I seen him come in. Bing, he came, hey guys, feel me? Had his polo on, had his iPhone and shit. Yeah. Bopped through 5 minutes, you feel me? And left. He is here 5 minutes. He get paid tonight, though.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm here 8 hours sweating, making burgers. You feel me? Going crazy.
Facts.
I get paid in 2 weeks. I can't stand for it.
Yeah.
I can't stand for it. And then on top of that, I'm like I said, Dame Dash is my homie. I think I know him in real life, but I never met him. But listen, if you work somewhere and you make $14 an hour, basically all they telling you is you work $14 an hour and that's all you can make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. An hour of your life
I can make more than $14 an hour.
Yeah.
I promise you I'll be up before everybody. And I promise you I can go, listen, I do what I want. I wake up in the morning and I piss excellent. I mean, no one can. Listen, I promise you, no cocky shit. Yeah. Real talk, I do what I want because I do it like that. Like I made it. You got to put yourself in position to win.
Yeah.
You feel me? If you want something, you got to go get it.
Yeah.
Like, my sister told me that, listen, when I was a young, listen, you got to go get it. Nobody, listen. It's not going to, listen, it's not going to come to you. You got to go get it.
Let me ask Zilla. I'm going to ask him the same question. Like, if you could have a track, the world's counting on you, but you got to, you know, the Martians that came and taking over.
Yeah, take it over.
We need a track from, and you got a blank check. You can get a feature from somebody and a track from any producer featuring you on there, you know, past, present, dead or alive, you know, whatever.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. I'm going to do Lil Wayne, man.
That's the artist.
Weezy as the artist. Producer. I'll probably fuck with Zaytoven.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my soul.
That's Zaytoven and Wayne?
Yeah.
Man, had a beat.
Especially I'm living for that.
Yeah.
When they was both hot.
As soon as the aliens heard, Wayne and Zaytoven, we can go.
When they hear that lighter flick, we out of here, fellas.
Yeah, we out of here. Mm-hmm. We out of here.
Dang, so, what do you say is the best Wayne project? What's your best?
The best Wayne?
Yeah.
Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Let's see.
Lil Wayne. Mixtape. Album,
stand.
Whatever.
I might have to say the Drought.
The Drought series?
The whole. I can't say. Nah, I can't
pick. The series was the whole. Yes.
The whole.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you ask me that same question?
Best Wayne tape?
Nah. The one before that. About who I'm going to pick.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, my fucking shit. There it is.
I'm going to pick Benzilla Productions, baby.
Yeah.
And the Bag Makers. I promise you, we're going to put a track together to end the, get it going. Yeah, they go, listen, the aliens going to be like, hey, we might can be at peace. They going to be, listen, I promise you. Listen, man. Nah, they can't know about that chat.
Look, that's y'all heard. Y'all know that's why I said on my vibe, you want to be a bag maker, gotta listen.
Listen, nigga. I'm giving y'all the game for real. Listen. Yeah. I keep saying listen for a reason.
So, listen. Like, who is your, like, most, I ain't gonna say most famous person you need to work with? But who, you know, you said who's like the most famous person you work with and who do you want to work with? Like,
who's the most famous person I've ever worked with?
Yeah. I guess that'd be that's a bad question. But
I'm the most famous person I work with.
Whoever you've worked with, you know.
It's me.
I've recorded a lot of people. Shit. B. Nicole. Shout out B. Nicole. You hear me?
Shit,
the whole I used to record the whole Shark Living. You know what I'm saying? I was part of Shark Living. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day with Wap Bala Jai, the homie Jai and them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Turf, you know what I'm saying? Strizzy. Rush. I would love him. Rush. 1K.
I
don't
fuck with Rush. I like
his free, free 4100 Rio. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to be messy. I ain't trying to be messy. I ain't know.
You better say some messy shit.
But you know what I mean? I grew up with Mike Savage. You know what I mean? Mike Bambata.
Yeah.
How do you, that's why I said I ain't trying to be messy. But how do you feel about that breakdown? Because I feel like it could have been so much more. It was epic. Like every time I talked, the little bro was like, I'm so proud of you, bro. And he's like, I ain't doing nothing, bro. I'm just, I said, no, yes, you are. Well, no, like, you know what I mean?
I thought it was crazy. Look, and I seen it from the outside looking in.
Me too.
On how it happened. I just started seeing the little fall back in the fallout.
I'm like,
well, what's going on? I thought they was shit in.
Yes, sir.
But I seen the chain snatch. Basically. Niggas snatched the nigga's chain, gang.
Damn.
The nigga's chain got snatched off Vic.
Damn. Literally got snatched. I was like, just figure. Might as well, huh?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Subliminally.
Yes. Figuratively. Yeah. I mean, it's probably, you know.
Man.
I just felt like, bro, was... I even put on Facebook when I was like, when bro dropped Super Steez, I said, I'll never put a record out again until he makes it. Because I feel like Super Steez was like the biggest record that never, especially out of the city at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At that time. And I don't even go out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Every time I'm anywhere, I hear Super Steez, Super Steez, Super Steez. You feel me? And that's bro, classic, from, that's bro from the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's what I meant by, like, what do y'all need to get over the hump? Because I feel like it's so many artists
that be hitting that ceiling.
You know what I mean?
I done talked to A&Rs and all that, and they done talked to me.
Yeah.
And they said, it sound like I'm at the door. All I got to do is knock the door down. So when y'all hear the song, Open the Door. Open the Door.
Man,
you going to know. Listen, door, listen. Man.
You ever work with Talk of the Town?
Talk of the Town.
Damo.
Yeah.
Airborne Damo.
Ski Man.
Easy Money.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. I had a big. Yeah. I did some shit with Easy
I ain't gonna
money.
Lie. A lot of people y'all are talking about, I don't even know people.
I did some shit with Easy.
Easy got the
money.
Locks, man. He from Cecil. Yeah. Him and his brothers is from Cecil.
I did some shit with Easy Money, man. I mean,
I thought Easy Money had a clean fade.
Nah, hell nah.
That's Guala, ain't it?
Both of the Guala cartel.
Oh, okay.
See, his brother got the Damo, the one you work with, got the clean fade.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it's two Easy Moneys.
Okay.
It's a big dude named Easy Money. His name is Heavy. He used to play for the Jets back in the day.
Yeah, we
he got like reality rap. You know what I mean? He's dope too. But that's what I meant by it. Like I don't ever want to seem messy or you know what I mean. But that's what I meant by about hitting the ceiling. I feel like it's a lot of artists that be. And people like you that develop like a label and stuff like that, full of artists that just hit the ceiling, and especially with our city. That's all I'm just speaking on our city because I feel like it's so talented. If we was in Atlanta or Texas, like
they be by
so
themselves.
Many people be on.
They be by themselves.
Yeah.
We a whole family. Listen, I'm gonna send you the invite to our next show. I'm gonna get y'all tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we the headliners. Hopefully y'all pop out. You know,
yeah, we will.
If y'all want, listen. If you want to see a show, come see the bag makers.
Man, come feel see me? The bag.
If you want,
I'm gonna ask you this.
A real show. We done had people say this is the best performance we done seen in our life.
Really?
I don't know,
really? Listen, I got it on camera, so you know it's real.
Literally.
I'm gonna ask you $200,000. A dinner with Dame Dash.
Ooh. Huh?
$200,000.
I'm gonna get the 200,000 because I need that right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still get the dinner with Dame Dash.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I'm gonna get the 200 because I'm, like I said, I'm still gonna get the dinner.
Uh-huh.
Facts. I'm taking the two. I'm taking the two because I
need that right now.
I used to think
I'm investing that in me and my homies right now.
I seen the I seen a nigga do a meme video of like you take 300 million or 200 million or a dinner with Jay-Z. And the nigga was acting like Jay-Z was like, yo,
I don't even like gourmet dinner. And nigga said, chicken tenders.
And they said, that nigga Jay-Z said, hey, yo, I told you how to get the 200,000 in my music. You ain't really got to be here.
Right. He told you how to get the 200,000 by not coming to dinner.
Why would you eat dinner with a nigga?
Think smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
They think the meeting's going to be about something.
Yeah, because everybody ain't like how you think.
You
go on that meeting, this nigga don't even want to thank you for the dinner. He out of here.
Secret. You can be at the meeting without being at the meeting.
Yeah.
As long as they talking about you at the meeting.
As long as you in there.
Yeah.
I'm her. I I guarantee they talk about the bag makers in that
Listen. I ain't gonna lie, I'm taking a dinner with Beyonce.
I don't even like her. Kelly Rowland Holland.
Yeah, I love Kelly too though, but I just feel like I got a little mouthpiece. Like, I know you ain't happy at home.
Yeah, she ain't.
You know what I'm saying? Need some young me. Need some young me.
Need some at 10 door,
nigga. You know, cash app a nigga every now and then. We good.
I need big cash apps.
You know what I'm saying? Sure.
So let me ask y'all this. So who y'all listening to? Like, who's besides yourself?
I ain't gonna listen.
That's us. Yeah.
That's y'all listening to?
That's it.
Listen, we pull up, we all listen to different songs by us.
Everything.
That's what's up.
I don't even rap, but I'm on, you can catch me a couple intros or something, you know.
You don't rap, you ain't got nothing laid down?
I do, I got video and everything. Check me out, CEO Reese, Sauce Man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Sauce Man.
So I'm gonna ask you, if you could work with anybody in the city, who would you like to collab with? Maybe we can set that up or something.
I'm gonna be honest. They got to collab with me. I'm working too fast.
Uh-huh.
People are intimidated by me. I got my work ethic is. I worked at McDonald's. I started on fries. I worked my way up to the
shoes for Cruz, my nigga.
I worked my way up to the supervisor. Yeah. I was the third shift manager. And then I was out of records. It was over. I exceeded expectations.
You did what you came to do.
Yeah. It's time for me to build my own brand. And like, why would I keep working at McDonald's? And McDonald's already done been built and got their name established.
Yeah, that corporation.
I get bag makers out here. And not on no cocky, none of that. Like, people got to get with me because I'm working.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they working. And I don't like to move. Like, I don't move fast. I like to plan stuff and plan it out and take my time and get it together so it's promoted properly. And I don't just move fast.
Yeah.
Bag makers is like, I really do this. I write everything down, every idea, listen. Listen, I do this.
I'm never listening, man.
You got to work. If you won't get with the bag makers, holler at me. I give you an opportunity.
All I ask from y'all is to put this on the young niggas, because I feel like we all got into some shit after high school and shit just because mom and them said you need to get a job. Mom and them said you need to go to the army. Mom and them said, you know what we think, but if we actually followed our dreams straight out, that's why if y'all look on that picture, it says Greedy and Lazy on my shirt. That's my LLC. That's my record label. You feel me? If you go against the grain, what they gonna say? You lazy. You don't want to do what the world tell you to do. But at the same time, I'm greedy. I want everything I want, but I'm trying to go about it y'all way and not mine.
Definitely.
Y'all got to tell the young niggas to do exactly what they feel. I didn't know you could rap until I graduated and left high school and was like, y'all niggas really be going to the studio?
Yeah.
And shit like that.
We don't even pay for studio time. We honest. We got the studio. Yeah. We don't even worry about that.
Got to tell the young niggas, man, follow your dreams, man, because y'all following y'all shit, man.
Everybody got kids but me.
For real?
I ain't got no kids either.
Y'all went to the Ridge?
Huh?
Y'all went to PIP or something?
Nah. I went to Western.
I
went to Western.
I went to Western High. I graduated 2010 from Wagner, though.
We supposed to graduate. I graduated late.
Me too. I had to. It was more some fucking shit.
I was a class clown. I fucked up. Shit wasn't funny though. Joke was on me.
Let's keep it real though. Before we get out of here, let's keep it real though. They ain't teach us shit we supposed to know.
Nah.
What's the first thing they say to you when you trying to buy some shit? What's your credit like?
Yeah, man.
We didn't have no classes on credit.
You teach you how to pay your bills on time.
Yeah, we Great Wall of China, King Henry. We don't know them motherfuckers.
I need to buy a house. Like, what? You why didn't teach me how to buy a house?
You feel me?
Like,
pay rent. This class is on paying rent.
I don't want to pay rent.
This money.
Don't pay rent, man.
You feel me?
I
think that they don't know how to relate to what we go through every day. Even if you grew up in a decent house, it's still bills to be paid. You know what I mean? Let's have a class on bills, on paying bills.
That's why
budget,
you got,
you know,
it's almost
class.
Like you got, like, that's why they was trying to do that charter school stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so they could teach the kids what they need to know and not what they want them to know. Yeah. Like,
do that, though, because one thing I found out, my little homie, shout out to Baby Duren, Big Duren's son, he went to a private school, and I was like, man, what class you talk about? You keep talking to me about this lifestyle class. And he's a young nigga. Like, he ain't even in high school. But this lifestyle class at this private school with these white people telling them is really teaching them everything. Like, from the first day of class was like, okay, you're a child. You're a kid right now. every day we gonna build you up to by the time it's class 10, you 25 and your in where we teaching you how to pay your rent, how to don't leave school. One thing he told me, he was like, he said, when you first graduated and stuff and got a job and stuff, what's the first thing you bought? I said, shit, a cell phone. Right. You know, got a phone in my name, you know. He's like, man, that was bad. That fucks with your credit. I'm like, damn.
And it probably,
see,
it probably wasn't even touched.
I'm 30 years old, this young nigga telling me that.
Nigga
I'm like,
had
I
a flip phone, a side BlackBerry. You feel me?
Verizon charging you $200 a month for that bitch.
He's woke already.
Woke already.
I woke up late, but I'm woke. Listen, I woke up late, but I'm woke.
Yeah.
I promise you. Sit with me for 10, 15 minutes over at the crib. I promise you're going to be like, man, I need to do something different. Mm-hmm. I got, you feel me? Plus, I'm asking you, what's up? What you ready to do? Like, but with the bag makers, we on the up and up. We got things coming up. Y'all going to see us out here. Y'all going to hear us out here.
That's all I was about to say. What's the next thing y'all got going on?
What's the next move, man?
We got a photo shoot coming up, but y'all ain't going to be here for that. We got a show coming up. We're going to be promoting it here soon. So follow us on Bag Makers Music page on Instagram and Bag Makers Music on Facebook.
Man, make sure y'all Twitter follow these.
And all of that. We're going to be promoting the next show. We the headliners. And we're going
to, you know, all you got to do is go to Bag Makers Music page. You're going to find everybody.
Yeah, you're going to see us. You're going to find everybody, all the Bag Makers, all that. And we having fun. And you're going to want to be with the Bag Makers.
For sure.
Before we get out of here, two questions. Well, one question got a part two to it. First question is, who do y'all want to see on here? But y'all got to be able to make that call, you know, a plug. Is like, who do y'all want
to see? Let me see. Who I want to see on here? I'm going to plug in here. I got a homie. He rock with the bag makers, but he's by himself.
Hey, you talking about
go by Why Bother.
Yeah, you talking about Why Bother.
Why Bother. B-O-T-H-A. Check him out on Instagram. His work ethic's crazy, too.
I think we got something that works with him.
Yeah.
He's in DM.
Yes, yeah, sir. Check out Why Bother. We can make it happen for sure. I don't even think I got nobody
else. That's what
I was going to say. Let me think. I ain't trying to say I ain't got nobody else, but you got somebody else?
Yup, my brother. My big brother, he got his own clothing line thing going now. M3.
Yeah,
money making majors.
Hold on. M3.
Yeah.
He rapped too?
Yeah, majors 502.
Back in the day?
Yeah. With DZ.
Hold on, man. I ain't seen M3.
Yeah.
Man,
it used to be like a
he used to have a locks.
Nah.
I'm thinking of the wrong nigga, man. I was about to say, man, I thought that nigga was long gone up out of there. You know what I'm saying? But man, hey y'all can give us two different ones. I know I'm taking your segment.
As again, two different ones.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Why Bother?
But this is the Big and Lazy Pod.
Right off the top, I can't think of nobody else who be right with us.
No, that's good enough. One person
rocking with us, and
you know, we ain't got.
You feel me? Listen. You got to get your cell phone. I ain't going to put you on. I've been putting this on for long 5 years. Ain't nobody helped me. You feel me? I ain't going to lie. Listen.
And shout out my boy Nino.
Yeah. Somebody he know because I don't know nobody.
Yeah. Nino doing his thing too.
But before we get out of here, it's just the Big and Lazy Pod. You feel me? I want you to give us something. Reese, give us something good to eat. And you something give us something good to watch, which I gotta turn us on because this is
here,
the Big and Lazy
Pod.
Can
you give me the food and I give you the watch?
Yeah.
Cool.
Give the food.
You gotta give him the food.
Taco salad.
That's whole Tuesday. That's typical.
That's fine.
He said taco salad.
I'm gonna tell you something. Y'all wanna know why I've been with Shorty so long? 16 years?
What?
Hey. Taco salad.
I love tacos.
Taco salad.
Man, my girl bring a pan of tacos in if I say I want tacos. Listen. But I don't.
Can't go wrong.
Listen, but nah. Okay, hold on. Movie.
Movie or show? Just make sure you turn the phone though.
I just watched the show.
Besides this podcast, I don't plug myself.
Besides Big and Lazy Podcast,
I ain't gonna stunt. My bad, gang.
Go ahead. You got a food.
Yeah, piece of, like you talking about a place type. Oh my soul,
Piece of King on Taylor.
King on Taylor.
Yeah, that's by my barbershop. That's right there by my barbershop. Shout out to Piece of King.
I don't know what people watch.
Go to Sleep Wings.
I watch a little bit of everything. I'm watching right now. I'm watching, dang, I don't even know the right name for it. It's the Dragon Show with the shorty who, I don't even know.
The Avatar?
Nah. I watched that.
You talking about Game of Thrones?
The newer one.
The spinoff, was it? Dragon Roost, Dragon Lady, Dragon House, or something. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, that. Listen, just look up Game of Thrones and look up the newest version. Okay. Feel me? But it's like a hit. But if you can watch the old one, if you ain't never watched it, but it's about medieval dragon.
The only thing I ever got into that was like medieval. I ain't gonna lie, you're gonna laugh. The Dark Knight with Martin. But I gotta watch it, man. Game of Thrones, man. I heard so much good stuff about it. I be on that game though. I can't lie. I be on that P5. I be trying to stream and shit. I be trying to talk like
what you niggas
and thing. Man, I play Madden in 2K right now until college drop.
Get up with us soon. Bagmakers Gaming. We running on Call of Duty, though.
Yeah, okay. Feel me? So I'm going to have to lock in with y'all. I'm on Call of Duty.
Listen, I promise you, we going to win.
Yeah.
I guarantee you we going to win because we the winning team.
I'm going to have to start the Big and Lazy gaming, streaming,
listen,
man.
I got Bagmakers everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's called BMF. But it's Bagmakers Foods. Look, I tried to be baby, but I ain't gonna do
anything. Who's chefing though? Who's like,
is it Bagmakers? I'm in culinary school.
Me, my brother,
my sister, and his wife went to culinary school all together at the same time.
So y'all got like a restaurant or something?
Nah, we don't.
Let me know when y'all got a session because I know it's gonna crazy be food.
We eat
Thanksgiving
all the time.
Crazy, ain't it?
We in the studio. Listen, today, the headquarters. It's not the studio, it's the headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
We at the headquarters all the time. And we eat good and we have fun. We laugh. We joke on each other. All that. And like a family do.
Yeah.
If you're doing something wrong, we're going to tell you.
For sure. And take that. Listen, that's it. Listen, take it with you. Bring it back.
You're going to learn over here. You're going to learn today.
You're going to work.
And you're going to work. Listen, and if you don't work, you got to go. I don't know what you're doing over here.
Man,
hey, dude, shout out to the Big and Lazy Podcast for having the Bagmakers.
Appreciate that.
I gotta say it's too for the TV. If y'all ever see us do B and the MM, that's Bagmakers Music.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not a gang sign. You can throw it up. B and the MM. Feel me? That's just for the world.
And it's just like that.
Just like that, man.
Free AP, man.
Shout out to the Bagmakers Music, man. Shout out to our producer, B. Haywood, man.
Yes, sir.
Hats off to you, bro. Man. Keep doing your thing. Confirm Network. We Them Girls Podcast, Big and Lazy Podcast, and we out, man.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirm Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.